In the studio with me now, Presley Cox. Presley, young Waiheke Islander who I don't want to say single-handedly because that would probably piss a few of his friends off, but very much at the heart of the organising of yesterday's climate strike and Waiheke's contribution to the national climate strike, in which across the country an estimated 170,000 people marched, and across the world it's been estimated 8 million people marched. A lot of the energy heightened, if you like, by Greta Thunberg's amazing speech to the UN this week, for which she's got a lot of kickback, and I really hope there's none for you, Presley, but I don't think there's going to be. So, Presley, thank you for coming in on Saturday morning, and I understand that after all the yelling yesterday, your voice is a bit dodgy, so it seems fine to me. Good morning, Presley Cox.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the radio.
Oh, you're very welcome. And on behalf of the island, thank you also for looking after the littlies who were involved in yesterday's clean-up on the beach and the march down to Oneroa before a whole lot of islanders and young islanders and old islanders went over to the Queen Street March. But there was a march on Waiheke. If you want to see a little bit of the footage, Shirin Brown has some footage of the march down to Oneroa, to Matiatia, sorry, on her Facebook page. And yeah, so what, about 50 60 kids and adults?
I think roughly at my last head count I counted about 120.
Oh, there you go, twice what somebody told me. And that was just a guess. Yeah, so about 120 people. That's quite a big march for Waiheke.
Very big.
Yeah. And so what was it like? How did the day go?
Oh, it was fantastic. We were a little bit concerned early on in the morning just because of the rain. We thought, you know, classic Waiheke style, wake up, go,
nah it's
terrible
wet.
Weather outside.
Nah, it's wet.
But we got down there, gave it about 10-15 minutes, and we just had a crowd of people, and it was, couldn't have been happier with the outcome, really.
Yeah, that's excellent. And so you marched down to Matiatia, but only after you'd done your bit on the beach.
Yeah, we started off at Little Oneroa, where we did a clean-up, which was pretty easy as it's quite a clean beach itself. And then we went over to Big O, just across the rocks, yep, and cleaned that as well. Luckily, there was already a sustainability group with, I believe, Nikki Kay, and they were doing just a brief little area up there. After we'd done that, yeah, we made our way up to the main road and did our little march from there.
Yeah, nice. And then some of you, but you had stuff to do on the island, but some went over to town to join the 170,000-odd people in Queen Street.
Yeah.
So let's talk about climate change then, Presley. What got you involved in this?
It was mainly, I got introduced to it by the prefects of the school, because myself, I'm one of the academic prefects of the high school, and we all sort of read it on social media, word spread around, and we sort of thought, how can we get involved? So we started with the first climate strike. And then from there, the success, it was quite successful that itself, so we decided to do another one, and from there it sort of just keeps progressing, and it's something that I believe, obviously, because this is a world that I'll be growing into, I'm still young, I can't really say that I've grown into it yet, it's a place that I'd like to try and preserve for as long as possible.
Yeah. Does living on Waiheke give you that extra sense of responsibility for the environment?
I would say so, purely because we're nowhere near as commercial as places like Auckland, and where we are pretty much beaches and greenery. And me personally, and I know a lot of the other students that came down there with us, want to keep it that way.
Yeah. Can you, obviously you can't speak for everybody, but what's your sense of the young part of the island, sort of the community of young people on Waiheke, and how they're feeling about the future?
I would have to say that a lot of us are quite nervous, purely because the state of it currently, we're not sure how much of an impact we can make. With us being Waiheke, probably one of the smaller communities that I'm aware of, we feel as though our movements aren't going to have as much of an impact as we'd like. But from the past couple events that we've organised, my mind is definitely being changed on that.
Oh, great. Oh, well, Waiheke tends to punch above its weight, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Well, how do you think young Waiheke folk are feeling about the future of the environment? Is it a sense of panic and anger, or is there a sort of optimism as well?
There's definitely some anger there, obviously, because there was things that it's sort of out of our control as to what's already happened, but I think getting everyone together for these sort of events definitely heightens that optimism. Mm. And I've seen already some students that weren't as optimistic about it are definitely coming around, which is I'm quite grateful and I appreciate seeing that happen.
That they're optimistic enough to want to contribute rather than just say, oh, it's too late.
Exactly. They're all getting involved and that couldn't make me happier.
How much do you think Greta Thunberg and other young climate change activists around the world are giving young New Zealanders hope and also confidence in their own ability to change things?
It's definitely giving people hope, seeing such young role models and representatives take these sort of actions. It's just quite challenging at times when all over social media you've got people that are a couple of years older going, it's too late, there's no point. But I think if the youth just keeps doing what we're doing, we can try and keep that optimistic spin on it and hopefully not give up.
And maybe every coming generation is even more determined and slightly more optimistic if we start to make positive changes.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah. So how... Let's just put it out there. How pissed off are you with older people?
I wouldn't say I'm pissed off. There's definitely part of me that gets angry when I'll go down to the beach and see people littering and seeing people not picking up that rubbish around them. But we can't change everybody's mind. We're not going to make any progress if we're set on trying to change the opinions on those people that are set on what they've got, which is why we're trying to take the approach of let's convince who we can and make a movement from what we have.
Hmm. Wow. That's very impressive. You're 17.
Yep.
You're in year 13 of Waiheke High School and you are a young student leader. What's your plan?
My plan, hopefully within the next couple of months, just continue to push this whole climate strike thing. Hopefully there'll be some other nationwide events organized and we can sort of give our little community part of that.
Yep.
Obviously, it's a little bit harder to organize such large-scale events being that small community that we are, but I'm hoping with the help of others that we can make that sort of thing happen.
And what about you personally, Presley? You're going to finish up school in a couple of months. You're leaving the island?
Most likely staying on the island. Yeah, I don't see myself going too far.
That's excellent news. And you do you see yourself in having a future community leadership role of some sort, not pushing you into politics, promise, but just, you know, do you see that this has given you some experience and understanding of how to inspire others?
I would love to. That is one thing. The whole sort of adrenaline rush that you get when you're out there leading that pack of people or chanting along with other people, it's something that I hadn't really experienced, and now that I've sort of gotten a taste for it, I'm thirsty for it, if I'm honest.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's excellent. So there's a Facebook group, is there? Somebody told me there might have been a prefix Facebook group about this, or
there's not a prefix. I don't believe so, no.
All right. But if young people wanted to get in touch with you and offer their support or find out about the next climate strike or so on, how would they do that?
Actually, there is a Waiheke High School prefix Instagram page.
Instagram. My apologies for confusing the platforms. So Instagram. Go to Instagram, search for Waiheke High School prefix.
Yeah, so it's WHS_prefix. And that's where we'll post any sort of updates we have. You can also follow myself on Facebook, as I'll tend to post a lot of things there as it seems to reach people.
Yeah.
And that sort of seems to be the best form of contact for that.
Yeah, okay, excellent. And before we wrap it up, the Green Party this week's come out with a fairly strong call for the voting age to be lowered, and I guess this is connected in a lot of ways to this very climate action that we had this week, where a lot of young people are making their views felt and their demands heard, but they can't actually vote until they're 18, and that's after school, and the whole point of the school strike was to involve people from school age. And it was lovely to see some older crusties like me involved as well. I walked down the street yesterday in Queen Street. But how disempowered do young people feel when they want to make a change but they can't vote? The Green Party this week's come out saying voting should be lowered to 16. What do you think about that?
Well, me personally, this could be biased purely because I'm of a young age. But I do believe that that age should be lowered purely because it's our world that we're going to be making these changes for.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's, yeah, as I said, I'm biased towards that, but I feel that a lot of students my age and even younger have those sort of opinions, but because they're too young, they can't be heard.
Mm.
And a lot of the time, by the time they reach this age where they're finally allowed to vote, they've lost that passion for it.
Right.
And then it's too late.
Right. So in a way, the environmental movement's going to benefit from young people being able to vote at a younger age, and that seems to be critical to us at the moment. Yeah, absolutely. Presley Cox, thanks so much for coming, and it's been so great to meet you and so great to talk to you, and kia kaha, and thank you for your leadership of our young people, and all the best for the future.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.